Radio Prague News.
The Czech Ombudsman has attacked vetting of disabled people's earnings and property when they apply for help. A selection committee has recommended the deputy of the South Moravian Force to be the new national police chief. And demonstrators have protested outside the government buildings against plans to manage state forests. Ombudsman Pavel Wawarowski has criticised the way some public authorities assess disabled people's property and income when they apply for help with equipment such as electric-powered wheelchairs. The Ombudsman pointed out that such invasive investigations had no basis in law and the disabled were in effect treated as if they were at a bank seeking a loan. The criticism follows in the wake of an application from a hard-of-hearing couple who asked for money to buy a specialised computer that would allow them to make telephone calls and use an online interpreter service. Authorities demanded proof of their handicap from their doctor and details of their bank balance and other assets before clearing the payment. Inquiries found that such procedures were far from uncommon across the country. The committee selecting a new police chief has recommended the deputy head of the South Moravian Force, Petr Lessy, to occupy the top post. The 46-year-old previously marked himself out in his forceful action against football hooligans and extremists when he served in North Moravia. The recommendation must still be cleared by Prime Minister Petr Nečas. Interior Minister Radek Jón said he hoped the appointment could be made official on Friday. The selection procedure proposed by the Interior Minister has evoked controversy on the Czech political scene and divided the governing coalition. Legal experts have expressed the view that the selection committee might even be in breach of the law. Dozens of Czechs demonstrated outside the government buildings on Wednesday to protest state forestry company Lesy České republiky's long-term economic plans. The protest was masterminded by the environment group Friends of the Earth Czech Republic. It says plans for large long-term contracts for private companies to cut timber and manage forests from next year will result in over-exploitation and damage to a public resource. The plan has also been attacked by private timber companies, some saying that it favours large companies at the expense of small and mid-sized ones. The Ministry of Agriculture argues that such mega-tenders will be more transparent and less liable to corruption. The government was expected to debate the plan at its regular meeting on Wednesday, but eventually postponed a decision. The government finally adopted its proposed anti-corruption strategy on Wednesday. Most of the around 50-point package was already agreed 2 weeks ago, but 5 points were held over for further discussion between members of the ruling coalition. The 5 outstanding issues were resolved on Wednesday. One issue concerned the circumstances in which illegally earned property could be seized. Another concerned treatment of criminals who had opted to help the state. It was decided that they will be sentenced along with other criminals, but punishment can be waived. The anti-corruption package should provide the roadmap for a series of specific laws and measures to be taken by 2012. Discussion on the strategy opened a wide rift between the leader of Public Affairs Party and Minister of Interior Radek Jón and Prime Minister Petr Nečas. And finally to the weather, the coming day should remain bright but colder with temperatures slipping to -6 degrees Celsius on Saturday. I'm Chris Johnston and that was the news.